Thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Michael Garvey.
Michael, I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit, and I'm assuming by speaking to you, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Michael. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Yes, it was me.
Sorry to hear that, Michael. Okay. And before I go any further, I do need to confirm, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not released, that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you're willing to affirm that's true?
I was going to work with you guys.
Okay, very good. And then there's roughly 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know what subtype you have?
I have B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. Would that be B-cell, diffuse large B-cell?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, B-cell lymphoma, and it affected my lymph nodes.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that again. And have you had more than one diagnosis?
No, I have not.
Okay. And so you're over 18 and you're an adult, so you could file a claim on your own behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a living case. You are alive. When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? What's the approximate date of your diagnosis?
July 2010.
Do you know the day?
It was what day was that? It was like the 13th.
Okay. So July 13th, 2010 was your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you use Roundup? Was it in a home setting, work setting, or both, home and work?
It was in a home setting.
Okay. And could you provide me the address to the home that you lived at where you used Roundup?
Okay, it was 203.
Okay.
Rosette Street, New Haven, Connecticut, 06519.
Okay, very good. I see that. Okay. Let me just make a note. It is home use 203 Rosette Street. That's in New Haven, Connecticut, 06519.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this question pertains to referrals. Do you know any other person that has used Roundup in the past and was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I do not.
Okay. And then just to confirm, when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you were over the age of 18, but under the age of 79, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if the law firm required a copy of your birth certificate, could you provide that to the firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your best estimate for the number of years you've used Roundup?
I used it for 5 years.
For 5 years? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 5-year period?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Michael, am I speaking to you on a cell phone, this number 860-637-4747?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a smartphone that I can send you a text message with a link to the documents to sign?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I'm assuming you're a citizen and a resident of the United States. Is that right?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm going to be asking you now questions about any illnesses you may have had in the past. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No, I'm clear of all of those.
I'm sorry? None of those. Okay, very good.
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Have you had chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, this was the only scare I ever had in life.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Is there a history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And you've had, this is the only diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And regrettably, the main injury here is non-Hodgkin lymphoma. All right. Now I'm going to be gathering your information, and this will be going on the authorization for legal representation. Michael, is that spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. And your middle initial?
Well, I have two. It's A-M, and I have two middle names, Antonio Marcus.
Okay, do you go by Michael?
I just put Michael Garvey. I just use Michael Garvey, but for my full name, it's Michael. Because my dad would be A. Garvey, so Michael, and so you put Michael A. M. Garvey, Jr.
Okay. Thank you. And then, Garvey, is that spelled G A R V E Y?
Yes, G-A-R-V-E-Y.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name? Like,
do you have a suffix to your name?
Yeah, Junior.
Junior, okay. So you're Michael A.M. Garvey Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then I'm assuming your gender is male?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your marital status, please.
You said what?
Your marital status.
I'm single.
You're single, okay. And we will need your social security number to put that information on the authorization to release medical records, which the law firm will submit to your doctor or hospital to get confirmation of your diagnosis. Can I please get your full social security number?
Full social security number?
558-716056.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 558-716056.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And your date of birth, please.
06-25-1982.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. I have June 25, that's the 25th of June, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? How did you first learn that there was a, you may have developed NHL from the Roundup exposure? Did you hear from like TV or an online advertisement?
I heard it on the radio a couple of times, and then I put like one and one together.
Okay, you did. Okay, how long ago was the radio advertisement that you heard?
About a year ago.
A year ago? Okay. So the intake is going to ask for a date, and what I'm going to use is approximately a year from today. So I'll put November 7th, 2023. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, that's an approximate date. And then now I'll need your characteristics, your height and your weight.
Okay, I am 5'10". I'm about 230, 240.
I'll put 235 right in the middle. Actually, I'll make you a little less, 230. How about that? Okay. It doesn't matter. 5'10", 230. And then can I get your email address?
Okay, it is MR, my last name, Garvey. The number's 29@gmail.com.
Okay, that's easy. It's Mr. Garvey, 29@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then this phone number I've already confirmed. This is your smartphone's area code 860-637-4747. And this number belongs to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if you meet the criteria, which I'm assuming you will, I'll have you sign the authorization to for legal representation as well as the authorization to release medical records on this call. So when you finish signing, you and I will be done. But there is one final step that's called a case verification call. that's when the law firm is going to call you and confirm very quickly that you did use Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then lastly, they'll confirm that it's okay, that you're aware that that they're going to submit the authorization to release medical records to take your case. That call will occur sometime between now and the next 48 hours. On occasion, it can take longer because of high volumes of caseloads. So I will conclude, when's the best time that you can be reached, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say afternoon or evening, but it really doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll put
afternoon or evening.
Okay, very good. All right, now I'm going to go back to asking questions about how you used Roundup, okay? What is your estimate for the number of times you're using
If I used it 3 times a month, so 3 times 12, it'll be like 36 times a year.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what would be the estimated start date for when you started using Roundup? What we're trying to do is we're trying to approximate the date that you started using Roundup, and then when you approximately stopped
It was sometime in August 2005.
Okay, August of 2005. Okay, and then you mentioned that you used the product for about 5 years.
So yeah, I stopped in May 2010.
And I am so sorry. I was actually entering another piece of information. I'll say, so you started in August of 2005 is your best estimate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you stopped using it. Would you say approximately around the time?
Would you say approximately around the time?
It was in May 2010.
Oh, May of 2010 is when you stopped using it. Okay. I'm going to use the last day of May as the approximate start day, May 31st, 2010. Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
Okay. And for the approximate start date, I use August 1st, 2005.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. And why did you stop using Roundup?
Hello?
The question is, why did you stop using Roundup?
Because I just started feeling funny after I sprayed it, started having nosebleeds and stuff, so I just like laid off of it.
Okay. Okay, so you started experiencing poor health symptoms?
Yes.
Okay. And now, rather than applying it seasonally, you did apply it year-round on a monthly basis. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you apply it? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, a tractor with hoses? Probably a hand sprayer, right?
A hand sprayer.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when you were applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then where did you apply it at your home, and how big of an area was it applied?
The front lawn, the back lawn, and like the sides and the porch area, wherever weeds sprouted at.
Okay. I'm just typing up your response here, okay?
Yeah, it's no problem.
And then how big of an area would you estimate that you had to apply the product?
When you say area, would you mean by like feet, square feet?
Yeah, correct. Like when you used it on your front and back lawn, your side yard, and your porch, how large of an area did you think you used it to cover?
I would say about 2 or 3 yards.
Okay. Okay, very good. Let me just let me just share with you what I typed up for notes for the firm. Home, front and back lawn, side yard, porch, and wherever weeds would grow, and covering approximately 2 to 3 yards. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then so.
Okay.
Your home was in Connecticut, so it was in the state of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then. Okay. And then you used it in a residential setting. And this was a direct mm-hmm. exposure from home yard maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is direct exposure, so you personally sprayed it as opposed to somebody else spraying it at your property. And then since you directly used the product and you personally sprayed it, you were present 100% of the time it was being applied?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this next question is requesting an estimate for the number of exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime. What is your best guess for the number of times you've used Roundup in your lifetime?
So, we would do what? 30. So, if it was 3 times a month, 3 times 12 is.
About 36.
36, and then 36 times, so 36 times 5, right?
Yep, correct, yeah.
I don't know that figure. You would probably have to type it up, or do you want me to use my calculator?
No, it's okay. I used a calculator, and I figured out that it's roughly about 180 times. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you live near a water well?
No.
Or get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to No. And what type of
I use the concentrate. I mixed it with the water myself.
Okay, very good. And then
You said what?
When and where was the Roundup purchase?
I did it at Home Depot, and I grabbed it about starting in August, and I grabbed it about 3 times a month.
Okay, so you purchased it from the Home Depot?
Yes.
Okay, do you recall when you last purchased? Okay, do you recall?
Yeah, I last purchased in May 2010.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have your sound?
You said, do I hear an echo? No.
Yeah, no sound distortion. Okay, it must be on my end. Okay, this question pertains to any evidence of a purchase you may have. Do you have any store receipts, credit card receipts, or any photographic evidence of a purchase of the product?
I probably can go down the rabbit hole and find some.
Okay, but just in case you say that.
Yes.
Okay, but if you do find some, let us know.
If you do find some, let us know, okay.
Make an effort to search for any records okay. you may have that can provide proof of a purchase. That'll just strengthen your claim. Do you have any Roundup in your possession now? A bottle at home?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get you the name of your
employer? Okay. Can I get you the name of your employer?
I would just say no for now because it's a seasonal layoff and I go back. But if you need that information, I'll give it to you.
Okay, you're not currently employed.
Actually, I'm seasonally laid off until like about February, so I'll go back. But if you want that address, I'll give it to you.
Oh, am I? Are you trying to indicate that you're not currently employed, but you do go back to work? Your work when you do work, it's seasonal.
Yeah.
You do expect to go back to work in January.
Yes.
Okay, so the accurate answer is you're currently not employed.
Yes.
Okay. And this question is intended to find out about employment. I'm sorry, but that sound is very distracting. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, when I was working back then, yes, I lost about, in total, about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was for treatment?
And that was for treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the dates, approximately?
I have to look that stuff like that. I have to look that up.
Well, let me ask you this. I can ask you. You stated that you were diagnosed July 13th. What's your best estimate of when your treatment started? When is your best estimate, approximate date you started treatment? You were diagnosed, we said, roughly July 13th. Were you treated, did you start treatment the very next day, a week from your diagnosis date, or was it a month later?
Actually, yeah, it was about a week and a half after, so I would say maybe the 24th.
Okay, so if you started treatment roughly the July 24th, that's towards the end of July, and you're out of work for about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You probably were out of work between, say, late July 24th to, say, August 15th as an example, as an estimate. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the answer to this question, yes, you were out of work for 2 weeks and approximately between July 24th, 2010 and August 15th, 2010.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I was going to say the schedule was made like 2 weeks out, but after that 2 weeks, like I started requesting the days that I needed the treatment, so I wasn't able to miss from then. So.
Okay. The important part is we were out for about 2 weeks.
Sometimes we were out for 2 weeks.
As an estimate.
Okay.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's
claim?
A workman's comp claim, yeah, a while ago, but yes.
Okay. When did you file? It was a workman's comp. How long ago was that workman's compensation claim filed, approximately?
Maybe in like 2003 or something.
Okay. And is it still open or it's been closed?
It's been closed.
Okay. Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, are you convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Michael, now I'm going to ask you questions about your medical treatment. We'll start with a diagnosing doctor. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your medical condition, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I think it was Paul Berard. You want me to spell it for you?
Yeah, please. Thank you, Berard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's, you know, Paul, P-A-U-L.
Uh-huh, right. Thank you.
And B-E-R-A-R-D.
Okay. And he's in Bridgeport, Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you had this diagnosis... Sorry for the pause, but it's the sound that keeps echoing back to me. My voice is echoing back to me, so I apologize. So Dr. Paul Berard, when he diagnosed you, was that diagnosis made in a hospital setting, or was it at his doctor's office, or was it at a clinic that he has, that he works at?
It was the hospital setting.
Okay. And were you treated at the same hospital that you received the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, can you provide me the name of that hospital that treated you, or diagnosed you and treated you?
Okay, the name of the hospital?
Yes, please.
Was St. Vincent's Medical Center?
St. Vincent's
Medical Center.
Okay, and what city?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, got it. Is that the facility? One moment, please. I'm sorry. At 2800 Main Street in Bridgeport?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, bear with me. Okay, so... All right, we have Dr. Paul Berard, MD. He's an oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
And where you were diagnosed was at St. Vincent's Medical. That's at 2800 Main Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06606. And it's going to ask for the phone number for the physician, and I'm going to use the hospital phone number. This is where they can get the records.
Yes.
The law firm can get records. And then I'm going to enter... Hold on, I'm sorry. The hospital information. We said that treatment started July 24th.
Mm-hmm.
2010. July 24th, 2010. Okay, and then I'm going to go back, and how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively affected your physical health? That's pretty obvious. It wasn't good that you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Did it affect your emotional well-being and financial stability as well?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I'm sorry to hear about these things. But the intent, the whole purpose of participating in this lawsuit is to get a justice and compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for this question, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? The response was negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to have in your possession any medical records that can confirm your cancer diagnosis?
They're at the hospital, but I can get them.
Okay. Well, you're confident they are at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, good. The law firm can actually get those medical records on your behalf. All right. Do you know when you did get treatment for cancer, did you have to go to a special cancer facility, or was it just that St. Vincent's Medical Center?
It was at St. Vincent's.
Okay, very good. All right, and then what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you have to get a stem cell transplant?
No.
I'm assuming, like most people, you had chemotherapy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had immunotherapy, lymphosurgery. I had immunotherapy, lymphosurgery, and then chemotherapy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. You definitely had a complex case of lymphosurgery. All right, I've notated chemotherapy treatment plan. All right, now we're getting close to wrapping up, Mike. So I want to say thank you for being patient with all these questions. I do need to get your address and emergency contact. So I'll say, what is your current address? Or can I ask, is it the same address that you still live at? Are you living at that address on?
Yeah, the 203 Rosette. Yeah.
Yeah, you're still there? Okay, very good. That's what I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a house, not an apartment?
It's a house, yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, thank you. So just to confirm, that is 203 Rosette, Rosette Street, New Haven, Connecticut, 06519. We've got that covered. And then the law firm, in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can cover your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, I'm going to put my brother.
Does he live with you?
No.
Okay. And what is your brother's name?
Andrew.
A-N-D-R-E-W?
Yes.
And the last name?
Winstead.
Is that
W-I-N-S-T-E-A-D?
Okay, thank you. W-I-N-S-T-E-A-D.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and his phone number, please.
Area code 562. 487-3293.
Okay, perfect. And do we have permission to contact them if necessary?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, Michael, as I mentioned to you, you do meet the criteria. So I will be sending you a text message. That'll have the link to the authorization for legal representation and the authorization for medical records. The law firm's interest in speaking to you to do the case verification. Quick call. They just want to hear from you that you did use Roundup, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's okay for them to submit the request for medical records. If they take your case, they will... they'll work on that case on a contingency basis, meaning that there's no upfront fees and costs. And they're only paid if they're successful in recovering damages for you. If they're not successful, you wouldn't owe the firm anything, okay?
Okay.
You don't pay any upfront costs, but any upfront costs that they have to pay, they would just deduct that from the compensation, the recovery amount that you get. That could be like medical records,
okay.
The cost of retrieving medical records, things of that sort. All right, so bear with me here. Let me just take a moment before I send out the text message with a link.
If needed, I can get the medical records and send them to you.
What's that?
I said if needed, I'll just get the medical records and send them. Fax them or whatnot.
Either or, if you get them, the firm gets them. That's a discussion you can have with the firm when they call you to do the case verification. Don't forget it. Even though you signed with me today, and it might seem like you're finished, the last step is that case verification call with the firm. And as I said, it should happen within a day or two. But if not, it could take up to 5 to 10 days. And if that's the case, I'll see that it's taking a while, and I may have to get on the phone with you to connect you with a firm. All right. Like I said, before I send out the forms, I want to make sure that you confirm correctly. Your name is Michael with the initial. and M, and then your last name, Garvey, G-A-R-V-E-Y. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name, and then junior. We've confirmed your social and your date of birth. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number. And the whole reason why we're on the phone is, regrettably, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We put the approximate diagnosis July 13, 2010. But like within 11 days, you started treatment approximately July 24th, 2010 is what we use for the date. Mm-hmm. The doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Paul Berard. And that Dr. Paul Berard, he was responsible for your treatment too, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And where you were diagnosed and where you were treated is at the same medical facility, and that was at St. Vincent's Medical Center. And that's located at 2800 mm-hmm. Main Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I've got a phone number from the internet that I used. All right. Everything looks good on my end. I will be sending you a text message in a few seconds, okay? So bear with me here.
Okay. You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I'm just reviewing my work.
No, because my phone went to 1%, and I just plugged it in. I just wanted to make sure it didn't disconnect you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. We're almost done, by the way. In a few seconds, you're going to get that text message. I'm pretty certain it went out to you successfully. When you get that link, that text message with a link, click on that link, agree to SMS messages. Then it'll show, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name below that, John Maurer. And scroll down below that, and you'll see a box that you'll need to put a check mark next to. And that says, agree to electronic records and signatures. That allows you to use this program. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start and ending with finish. And when you hit finish, let me know. That'll be my cue to do one last thing on my end, and then Ryu and I will be done.
SMS for mass torch, yes. DocuSign.
How are you doing on signing?
Okay, it says, do I just sign with my finger?
You could sign with your finger, or if you scroll to the left and hit select style, it'll choose a signature for you.
You said, okay. Agree to electronic records and signature?
Yes, correct. You'll have to put a check mark next to that.
Okay. I did and then I just hit continue.
Yeah, hit continue, correct, yeah.
When I do it, I could just hit select style and have it do it for me, right?
Yeah, correct, yes.
I hit all the lines, so then just hit finish?
Yeah, correct.
It says you're done signing.
You're all done? Okay, let me take a look at this, Michael. One moment, please. Yeah, I see that you have finished. Okay, I am now going to send you a text message, which I just did. It's going to come from a 949 number. Let me know that you got it. Because that's going to be a record of our conversation.
Okay.
My name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist, and I was the gentleman that helped you sign up for the Roundup lawsuit to receive a possible settlement. And then, did you get that text?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this next text is, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. This is the firm that we just had you sign an agreement with. Remember that even though it seems like you and I are done, the final step is just to do a quick verification with the law firm before they can actually submit your authorization for medical records, request for medical records, okay? And I'm going to give you the phone number to Pulaski Kirker just in case, okay? One second. Here is the phone
number.
You can just
text that.
Okay, now I just sent you another text message. It says, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, just in case. Here's their phone number.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. Michael, I thank you for letting me help you get signed up. You're a pleasure to work with. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together. The very fact that you used the product, trusted it, and were later harmed in the form of a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but the very fact that you now have legal or you're about to have legal representation to get justice in the form of a financial compensation for that harm, that's great. The firm is reputable.
Okay.
They're a national law firm. They're experienced with litigating against billion-dollar corporations. So you're in really good hands, not to mention they provide great customer service. It seems like we're all done, but don't forget there is that final step, the case verification with the law firm Pulaski. That should happen ideally within the next day or two, but it could take up to 5 to 10
okay.
days. So just be patient. If you don't hear from them in about 10 days or more, like in 2 weeks, give me a call. You've got my name and phone number. All right?
Okay.
Michael,
right.
If you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for letting me help you. You have a great day and a great week. What's left of it?
No problem, sir. You too.
Thank you, Michael. Take care. Bye.